Pal, are you ready to get to the draft, pal? The Elite Heat draft. That's why we're here, pal.
I am so ready. What we'll do, I'm all good if you have the first pick, pal.
I deserve the first pick, okay?
Yes.
I deserve it, pal.
After last year, I'm going to reward you the first pick after the calamity what you produced in that
I drafted Ronda Rousey last year. Yeah. I deserve the first pick out of sympathy. Okay.
Yeah, basically, pal, it's like you're like a 14-win NBA team. It's like I feel bad. Take the draft pick.
Come on, yeah. If my wrestling roster, I'd be drawing lower than 687,000 viewers, pal. With as soon as Ronda Rousey comes out as my female star and is shoot beating me up in an angle, pal, everybody'd be like, why is Kevin getting beat up by Ronda Rousey? We don't care.
Also, pal, can we just address? This year, with our draft picks, we're only doing them as like either individuals or like the tag teams in two people. Like you can't just go, I take Judgment Day and you take Rhea Ripley, Dom Mysterio, Damian Priest, Finn Balor. That's a bit.
No factions. No factions, pal. No factions.
No.
And it has to be a tag team that's a legit tag team. It can't be like, you can't take the Usos. They're not a tag team right now. You know, you can't take like Solo and Jimmy Uso because they're not technically a tag team.
Yeah, like, and you can't draft, like, Bubble the Love Sponge and Hulk Hogan, pal. You can't do anything like that.
Wow. All right, pal. So I'm on the clock, pal. I'm on the board.
Now, Kevin is on the clock. The draft begins now. We're off.
Here we go. I'm taking your favorite wrestler, number one, pal. The whole crowd is going to be screaming, whoa, pal.
Yeah.
I got Cody Rhodes. I was thinking about taking Roman Reigns to be funny, but in the end, I would hurt myself and my roster. And not having Cody Rhodes, the workhorse pal, who's there 375 days a year, as Hulk Hogan would say, pal, including flights from Japan to the United States. Hulk Hogan wrestled 375 days a year, pal. So Cody Rhodes can wrestle 375 days a year for me, defending the championship in all countries, pal. He'd be hugging kids in Africa, hugging kids in Taiwan, hugging kids in Russia, pal. Yeah. We're going all over the world with Cody Rhodes as my champion, my number one pick, my face of the franchise.
Bruh, that is brilliant. My pick, I had to think about this because I knew I'm giving Kevin the first pick. If he has a brain, he'll take Cody, which he did. I'm responding. I'm thinking about, like, as same as last year, the next 10 years, a big star, someone who people are like, oh my God, this is someone who's going to main event a number of WrestleManias. I'm taking Jade Cargill with my first pick. This is a once in a lifetime performer. There are not Jade Cargills in wrestling. So Jade is a one of one. I'm taking her with the first pick just to throw that at you, pal.
Wow.
Throw that one at you.
Wow.
So that's how I'm starting off, pal.
Wow.
I'm starting with a bang. You can take Cody. I think Cody's incredible. The star, the face.
I don't even know what to say right now. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Yeah. I am shocked by that number one pick. Wow.
Yep.
Jade Cargill, someone who's had like one match in the big time, pal. Two matches in the big time. And one being the Royal Rumble.
The presentation. Watch out.
Interesting.
That's a WrestleMania main event of the year. So
wow.
There you go.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yep.
I'm gonna reserve from comment for right now. Well, since you're gifting me the WrestleMania 39 and 40 main event, I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take Roman Reigns number two. Have Cody and Roman going all around the world, pal. They're gonna wrestle in Australia in front of you, pal. I'm gonna make them wrestle in Australia in front of you, pal, in my promotion. So I got Roman Reigns, the biggest draw in the business, pal. Can't go wrong with it. Everybody's going to be acknowledging their tribal chief. You're laughing, pal. Roman Reigns is great. You were a Roman Reigns fan before you changed character. Just for clicks, pal.
Wow. All right. My next pick, pal. So you've taken Cody. Once again, W pick. Cody's a great pick. They franchise, and he has been for a year and a half. Roman,
we're
using the same rules as last year. The wrestler shows up as much as they do on WWE TV. Just as you draft Roman doesn't mean all of a sudden he's working house shows. He's working in Pittsburgh on a Tuesday night. Like, that's not how this works.
Yeah, he doesn't step foot in Pittsburgh, pal. He's only going to be there for the big shows.
He'll be there for four shows a year. That's a wasted draft pick. My next pick, pal, I'm thinking viral. I'm thinking big time star.
Seth Rollins?
Well, he's injured and he's going to be probably missing the next 6 months.
He went viral for crying when CM Punk debuted.
Pal, I'm thinking attention. My next pick, I'm picking Logan Paul.
Wait, hold on. Are you trolling me? Is this real right now? Are we like, am I being messed with live on air?
You'll see the vision 8 or 10 picks time. You'll see the vision. So,
I think you're messing with
Logan Paul. Once again, someone who eyeballs go to these people. Jay Cargill, Logan Paul, these are people who get, they draw attention. They're people you want to see what they do. They generate a reaction. They generate a whoa. Oh my God, they're on screen. So that's the start. Jay Cargill, Logan Paul.
We don't
Paul.
Even know if Jay Cargill going to have a one-on-one match on the big stage.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is going to wrestle 4 matches a year and he's going to get like negative reactions from all of them.
I can't be going crazy right now. You're making me feel like I'm nuts. Yeah, I know. Your picks make no sense. You're leaving all these guys on the board. Well, I'm taking MJF with my third pick. Yeah. I was thinking MJF. I wasn't even planning this far. I thought MJF would have been gone by now.
Really?
So okay. I'm taking MJF. I mean, I don't even have to explain this. Star power, mic skills. He's going to be around for the next 10 plus years, pal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit him down in creative and I'm going to say, hey, look, we're not mentioning anything like that's going on in the Middle East ever again. Any storylines? That's my only rule for you, pal. Everything else, free reign. Say whatever you want.
There you go. Don't mind that, pal. My next pick, I'm taking Will Ospreay.
Yeah. All right, dude, you're messing with me now. I don't even want to do this anymore.
What do you mean, pal? Just because I'm going the predictable, boring option of I pick.
You don't even like Will Ospreay. You don't even like Will Ospreay.
Pal, you'll see the vision. You'll see the vision.
You don't even like Will Ospreay. You don't even like Will Ospreay. All of our listeners know you don't like Will Ospreay.
Pal,
you can't even defend this one.
Pal, I'm not drafting this because I'm going to pick my favorite wrestlers. That's not what this is.
What are you going to do with Will Ospreay? He can't draw a dime. His debut at AEW drew like 300,000 viewers on YouTube.
I got Logan Paul and Jay Cargill. It's a balance.
Oh, you got Jay Cargill spit in Will Ospreay's face on the first episode of your show?
Hold up. There's more than three wrestlers on this show, pal. What are you on about? This is ridiculous. This is absolutely slanderous what you're saying right now. Honestly.
Oh, man. I'm just going to get my entire big board, pal. I'm taking Swerve Strickland. I thought he'd be gone, too. I'm taking Swerve Strickland.
You can take him. You can take him.
I got Cody, Roman, Swerve Strickland, and MJF.
Good for you.
Cody, Roman, Swerve Strickland, MJF. I got the four best stars of the business, pal.
Oh, BS. BS. My next pick, I'm taking Rhea Ripley. So we got Jade and Rhea. That's your main event for a number of WrestleManias. Why are you laughing, pal?
I'm just confused.
You're confused. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Ripley. Okay. So
great pick, pal. There you go.
Are we done? Am I up now? Okay.
Yeah, you're on the ball, pal. You're on the ball.
I'm on the clock, pal. I'm on the clock here, pal.
You're on the clock, pal.
I'm going to take a women's wrestler. I'm going to go Bianca Belair before she gets stolen. Okay. I'm taking Bianca Belair.
Yep.
I don't really need that much I can say about that. Bianca Belair is going to be the face of my division, pal. She'll be on reality TV shows. Good to go.
Don't mind that. But my next one, I'm playing Gunther, pal. I'm taking Gunther. Okay. He's a very powerful, safe pick. Ospreay versus Gunther. I don't mind that for a matchup. I don't mind that.
700,000 people will watch that on YouTube.
Wow. Okay, pal. People said the same about when Paul Levesque took over Crave. No one wants to watch that, blah, blah, blah. See how we're going now. So there you go. That's my pick, Gunther, pal.
Hey, this is a business, pal. I like selling merchandise and tickets. I'm taking CM Punk.
Okay.
I'm taking CM Punk, pal.
Okay.
CM Punk.
That's one match and an injury for the case now for 9 months every year.
CM Punk versus Cody, pal. That's a main event all around the world, pal.
Yep.
CM Punk versus Roman. Big business. CM Punk versus MJF. We saw what those two can do on the mic. And yeah, put him in there with Swerve. Let's get it, pal.
Nice. Next, I'm playing the final boss, Rock, pal.
Oh, God.
That's my next pick, pal. So.
That's how you're going to turn Will Ospreay into a star. You're going to have the Rock make fun of him for 3 straight months.
Oh, pal. Pal, also, I couldn't allow you with the roster you have to get the Rock. That would be GG. I couldn't allow that. So I'm gonna check.
You made a panic pick, pal. You made a panic pick.
That's not a pal. He was sitting next on my draft board. That's not a panic pick at all.
Panic pick, pal. You're feeling the pressure. Not panic at all. I'm gonna lock in my women's main event before I have to make a dumb decision and draft Ronda Rousey or Shayna Baszler. I'm gonna take Toni Storm and Bianca Belair and Toni Storm running the territories, pal.
Okay.
Best women's wrestler in AEW. What about you? Like Toni Storm? You're Australian, pal. How you not like Toni Storm?
I don't know about that pick that high, but okay. Yeah, she's very good, but I don't know about there.
She's a top 5 women's star, objectively, in the world right now.
Okay, fair enough. Is it time for my next pick?
Oh, yeah, it is.
I'm taking Bryan Danielson with my next pick. This is someone you picked Ronda Rousey over this guy last year.
I did.
I think with my roster having Ospreay, Gunther, Danielson, I'm going to have the media on my side. You're not going to see a negative story about my thing. Plus, I've got The Rock. So you're going to have The Rock, Logan Paul. You've got mainstream Jade Cargill. You've got mainstream eyeballs. You've got the wrestling covered. I'm liking where this is going, pal. I'm liking the depth of my show.
Yeah, I'm taking Drew McIntyre. The best heel in the business right now.
Cool. You can have him.
Taking McIntyre, and I have McIntyre and CM Punk drawing my big summer show, pal. I don't even need Roman and Cody. Roman and Cody could both take the week off. I don't even need Cody could go overseas and hang out with babies in Taiwan, pal.
Wow.
Drew McIntyre and CM Punk, pal. Wow. I got Drew McIntyre and CM Punk to main event my big summer show. Wow. You know, the hottest heel in the biz, pal. And he's going to be making fun of all your wrestlers. He's going to be like, that Will Ospreay sucks, bro. And Twitter's going to go crazy for that. Because they love McIntyre.
If Punk tried to work a match with Will Ospreay, he wouldn't last 15 minutes and he'd tear his tricep again. That's just the reality of life. You know, now your wrestlers are old. Your wrestlers are washed up. My next pick, I'm taking Trick Williams.
Swerve and MJF are washed up?
Outside of them.
Drew McIntyre? Drew McIntyre's washed? Cody's washed? Tony Storm is washed?
I meant something. Roman is washed.
Roman's not washed. Roman definitely is not washed.
He's lost his aura.
No, he has not. You're just a hater, bro. You said it yourself. You've lost objectivity when it comes to Roman. Roman has his aura. Are you kidding me? Roman's babyface return is going to be the biggest return in the history of wrestling, pal. It's going to be bigger than when Terry Bollea came back in 2002, pal.
You didn't even believe what you just said.
It's bigger than when Terry Bollea comes back.
You don't name bring up Terry Bollea. What's Hulk Hogan got to do with anything?
It's Terry Bollea. It's Terry Bollea. He's the most recognized, biggest name in the business, pal.
That is disgusting what you just said there. Carry on.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Wow. So I've drafted Trick Williams. Like in the midst of all that yelling, I drafted Trick Williams. So you're on the clock now.
All right. I'm up. All right. Look at my big board here, pal. You know what? I'm gonna further bolster my women's division. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take Bayley, pal.
Okay.
Have a nice baby face on the roster, pal. We're going with Bayley.
Okay.
What was that? Pick 8? Pick 9?
This will be that was your 9th pick.
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. My next pick, I'm getting someone who fits in. They fit in with Trick Williams. They fit in with Gunther, Danielson, Oscar. They can do it all. Carmelo Hayes. I'm picturing Melo Hayes versus Logan Paul. Trick Williams, Logan Paul. I'm picturing all this stuff. There's potential Final Boss Rock, Logan Paul. Final Boss Rock, Trick Williams. That Final Boss Rock, Melo Hayes. That is just like, wow. But that's just like, oh my God. The potential there is powerful. I love that pick, pal.
I'm taking one of the biggest baby faces in the company in the world today, Jey Uso.
Okay.
I can get Roman and get some juice out of Roman and Jey Uso. Okay. I can make Cody and Jey Uso a tag team if I want to, pal. I have them showing up drunk on TV, pal.
Wow.
We could go kind of crazy with that. With Jey Uso, the whole crowd be going yeet, 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 yeet. My crowds would be rocking, pal. I got CM Punk, I got Roman, I got Cody, I got Jey Uso. The crowd's going to be loving my shows.
Okay. Now, my next pick, I'm drafting, because I don't believe you've drafted this guy yet. Which I thought he'd go high. I'm driving the world heavyweight champion, Damian Priest.
Oh, you know, I was going to take him, but I made a last second decision to take Jey Uso.
Wow. Wow, that's shocking from you. So I've drafted your guy.
Yep.
I have your man on my roster. Hey. Damian Priest. I'm picturing storylines, Priest against Logan Paul, Priest against the Final Boss Rock, Priest matches against Ospreay, Priest matches against Gunther, Priest matches against Danielson. That's how you get the most out of Damian Priest, pal. I don't think your roster would have utilized and capitalized on Damian Priest. I don't think your roster would have used him well enough. So I've got the world heavyweight champion. You would have wasted him on your roster with the lack of talent you have on your show, pal.
Come on.
There you go.
Come on.
Wow.
Interesting.
Now, also, guys, like, your next pick should be obvious. It is so obvious who you should be taking with this next pick. If you don't take this person, your next pick, you failed the draft.
Well, nobody's taking Seth Rollins, right? Seth Rollins still on the board.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to take Seth Rollins. I'm not too sure who you're referring to, but I want Seth Rollins. I want Seth Rollins and CM Punk.
Okay.
Main eventing my biggest show of the year. I'm going to make that match happen since, you know, you allowed me to.
Wait, how? None of them can stay healthy.
They'll be there. We'll make it happen.
They'll be there. Okay, sure. Yeah, make it happen. Punk will be in a cast. Okay.
Make it happen. We're going to get the match, pal. We're gonna get Seth Rollins crying in the middle of the ring, talking about how Punk ruined his want to come to work, his will to come to work. Now he dreads showing up to the locker room because he has to look at Pepsi Phil, pal. It's gonna be funny, pal.
Pal, my next pick, I'm drafting Seth Rollins' wife. I'm taking Becky Lynch, the greatest female wrestler of all time, might I say. This is big money, pal. Rhea Ripley, Jade Cargill, Becky Lynch. They're the three biggest female stars in wrestling. They just are. Tony Storm was, I'll concede that.
Bianca Belair. Up there. Bianca Belair.
In 2024,
Bianca Belair. She's
on the same level as those three. That being said, yeah, my women's division clears yours. I think my wrestling clears yours. I'll concede Mike skills to you there, but we have The Rock, pal, the greatest mic worker of all time.
What do you mean wrestling clears, pal? I have Seth Rollins.
Yeah, and who else? I have Gunther, Ospreay, Danielson, Melo Hayes. Like, pal, yeah, Roman Reigns. Oh, he's gonna have a match with Ref Bumps, pal. Ooh. Ral. There you go.
Oh, man.
Who's next, pal? Who are you gonna draft next, pal?
I can't believe you took Damian Priest from me. That hurt.
Yeah, you're cool.
That hurt, pal. And you got data set. I mean, your roster is stacked with good in-ring talent. That pure in-ring talent.
Pal, I'm getting match of the year every week. We're going to have biased Wrestling Observer reports.
I'm going to double down on the entertainment. I'm going to take an entertainment pick here. I'm going to take Awesome Truth. The Miz and R-Truth. Yeah. R-Truth is just, you know, one of the funniest guys in the world. You guys can all see the vision. Yeah. Not that the tag team division really matters to me, but having entertainment and funny segments will be. You could put R-Truth and MJF in a segment. That's gold right there, pal. That's going to draw dimes, pal.
Wow. Okay. Interesting pick. Okay. My next pick, I'm doing a bit of the opposite here. I'm doing what Paul Levesque did in 2018 and playing up to a certain audience. I'm drafting Sami Zayn. Yeah. I don't think you drafted him.
I did not.
I now look at this and I go, okay. Sami Zayn, Bryan Danielson, Gunther, Will Ospreay. I mean, you can even throw Melo Hayes, so he's not as much in that ballpark. You're going to have match of the year, like, near enough every week with that group. Plus, like, the best women's division ever. You drafted a tag team, Awesome Truth, when there are no other tag teams on the show. So they're gonna be running out there doing singles matches. Kevin, I think I've broken you. I think I've broken Kevin in this draft.
Not at all. Not at all, pal.
You drafted the first 3-4 picks. You're like, yeah, I got this. Yeah,
I do.
You
doing? I got this. Yeah, I got this.
And now you're sitting here. I've broken you.
No, you haven't. There's still another big name on the board that I could take. Further bolster my star power, pal. I'm taking Brock Lesnar. I'm freeing him from his creative jail that WWE has him in. I've got the biggest stars of the business, pal. I'm running back Punk and Brock. I got Brock and Cody, pal. We're getting that. Without Cody crying and getting beat up every single week, you know.
That was Punk and it's 2024. I need to say Punk and Brock again.
Pal, I'm gonna get Brock and MJF, what? Brock and Swerve, Brock and McIntyre. I'm going nuts. All right.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting pick. Okay. Is that all from you there?
Yep. That's it. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you ready for my next pick, pal?
Man.
I'm taking Dirty Dom Mysterio.
Pick. But where are we at? How many picks have we gone through already?
I think we've done about 30. Oh, so hold on. I'm going to count now. We should do 15 picks. Last year we did that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. That was my 13th pick, yeah. Dom Mysterio. So we'll do two more and then we'll see. We might do a bonus one. So yeah, Dom Mysterio, he compliments everything I'm doing. You got Damian Priest on my show, Logan Paul on my show, Melo Hayes. These are guys who are legitimately entertaining. And their own regard. Dom Mysterio is going to fit right in. He's going to gel right in. His wrestling is quite good. So he's going to mesh in well there. I really like my roster, pal. This roster has some kick to it. There's depth. There's guys who show up all the time. Your roster, half of them are part-timers, old guys, injury-prone guys. You've got a great leader in Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
But outside of that, I think the roster falls away quite a bit for you.
Get out of here. You don't even know what you're talking about, pal. My in-ring does need some bolstering. So I'm going to take AJ Styles with my next pick. Okay. We need some bangers, you know. We're gonna need somebody when Roman's not around, somebody that can wrestle Cody all around the world, pal. So AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, AJ Cody. That'd be classic matches right there.
Okay. See, I don't mind that from you. I don't mind that. You're doubling down there with that pick. I'm drafting Mercedes Moné, pal. Oh. I'm drafting Mercedes Moné. I think you throw in now that women's division, Jade Cargill, Mercedes Moné, Rhea Ripley, and Becky Lynch. That's the women's division. I think that breaks your roster. I think you have no response to that Mercedes Moné pick. I'm stacked. You got female main events with legitimate stars. This isn't 2019 WWE, pal. I'm not going to shoehorn Charlotte Flair into my main event. I'm taking legitimate A1 star female picks. So I like that from me. I think that breaks your roster, pal.
I don't know, pal.
I think you're on the ropes here. I think early on you were like, oh, I've cooked him. Like, what's Jimmy doing?
I've cooked you, pal. It's not even close.
You haven't cooked me at all, pal.
My roster is objectively better than yours.
Of your roster of part-timers. Like, how are you going to cook
me? My roster is objectively better than yours.
Pal, you're going to be Seth Rollins.
Nobody's going to be watching your show. Nobody's going to be watching Carmelo Hayes versus Will Ospreay.
I have the biggest stars, pal.
I have the biggest stars. I got all the ratings, pal. And I have good matches enough to carry it,
pal. Rob and Logan Paul are bigger than any of your stars. Excuse me.
Excuse me. Yeah, but they're not going to be there. The Rock's going to be there, what, for a couple weeks out of the year?
Roman Reigns will be there more than The Rock.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Me?
The Rock will be there once every 10 years, pal. Once every 10 years, you got The Rock.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go again, do some more in-ring. I'm going to take Kevin Owens. A nice utility man that can do it all. He can play any position, main eventer, curtain jerker, middle of the card. He can have a good match with just about anybody, pal.
There you go. I don't mind that pick. I was tossing up for my next pick. Do I go him or do I go this guy who's not on your draft board? I can tell you for a fact he's not on your draft board. You're probably going to hear this and go, what? Why'd you pick him? But if you know, you know. With the wrestlers I have, I've got Will Ospreay. I've got Gunther. I've got Bryan Danielson. Sami Zayn. I've got Dom Mysterio. I'm picking a guy who fits right in with all of it and is going to add to my matches of the year. I'm drafting Ilya Dragunov. This is a guy who's the NXT champion for mostly last year.
He was on my board. I consider taking him over Kevin Owens.
Yeah, this is a guy, him versus Gunther, him versus Ospreay. These matches are going to get the 7 stars in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. I'm going to have the whole wrestling media on my side. I have the mainstream on my side with The Rock.
What do you mean you have the wrestling media and the mainstream on your side? I got Cody. I have the biggest babyface in the world. I have Cody. I have these stars. I have Cody, Roman, CM Punk, Brock Lesnar, and MJF, pal. I have better star power than you. It's not even close, pal.
It's like, pal, let's go one. Cody, great pick. Objective, biggest star in wrestling pick. Love it. Roman Reigns, hardly ever there, lost his aura, whatever.
Did not lose his aura. Roman Reigns is still the biggest star in wrestling.
MJF's been out 6 months, and when he was ending his reign as world champion, we're like, what's going on? Like, this isn't it.
Yeah, well, so I'm going to tell him not to do those things that he was doing.
Okay, fair. CM Punk and Seth Rollins, pal?
Yeah.
You said as well?
Yeah, big picks. Okay. Big picks, pal.
Interesting. All right, pal. Let's do one more pick each, okay? Yeah. Let's do one more pick each. I'll give you one more pick to save your draft.
Save my draft. Okay. I'm going to take Asuka. I'm going to bolster my women's division.
Uh-huh.
But bring Asuka in. Bring a savvy veteran, pal. I was gonna stay on brand and do a callback to last year. I was going to make a bad pick here and take Charlotte Flair on purpose, but I'm gonna take Asuka. Asuka fits in great with who I've got, pal. With Bayley, Bianca, Toni Storm. Nobody's ready for Asuka, pal, including your roster.
Now, can we do two? Well, you picked Asuka. Can you have one extra pick as well? There's two more picks I feel like I need to make.
Okay, is that fine. Okay? Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, my next pick. I'm thinking entertainment. Now, I don't believe you've drafted this man before. If you have, correct me, and I'll happily backtrack and make another pick. I want LA Knight.
No, I did not take him.
LA Knight and The Rock, LA Knight and Logan Paul. LA Knight will even have great matches against the talent I've got.
Oh, yeah.
LA Knight's going to fit in seamlessly on my show. That's an entertainment guy. That's a guy who gets the crowd reacting. LA Knight has gotten better reactions in the last year than most of your talent. So, you know, I love that for me. That is a fantastic pick. And now, Pat, we officially have one final pick. You have one last pick.
Taking Jimmy Uso, pal. What? You're laughing at. Pal, you have AEW's roster. I have a money machine, pal. I can put the bloodline together if I want. I can put the Usos back together if I want. I can sign undrafted free agents. I'll the tag the team division.
Biggest star. What are you now? Got the final boss Rock.
He wasn't even in the Bloodline. He's not even in the Bloodline. He's not in the Bloodline.
The Bloodline. He's the head of the table. Anyway.
I get out of here, pal. This is ridiculous. The bias here is ridiculous, pal.
No bias whatsoever.
Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, Roman Reigns, all on the same roster. The possibilities are endless, pal.
Okay, fair enough. That's what's worse for you. My last pick, I'm drafting Io Sky. So yeah, my final pick, I take Io Sky.
Had her on my board too.
This was the women's champion for 9 months. This is like, I mean, you picked Asuka, who is very good, but Io Sky is how many years younger in the future of the women's division? So I think now, objectively speaking, with the draft board I've got, I have comprehensively won this draft.
No, you haven't.
Do you want to read through, just now let's recap. Your roster. Just read it off now, and then I'll read mine, and we'll let the audience pick.
Okay? I wasn't writing them down like you were, so.
I've written down almost all your picks. I'm going to read you what I've got for you, and then correct me. I think I've missed one or two. Just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
V-Star.
Yep.
Roman Reigns.
Another
MJF,
great
MJF. Swerve Strickland.
Yep.
CM Punk.
Yep.
Seth Rollins. Bianca Belair.
Yep.
Tony Storm. AJ Styles.
Yep.
Kevin Owens.
Yep.
Awesome Truth.
Yep.
Jey Uso. Jimmy Uso.
Yep.
Asuka.
McIntyre.
Yep. McIntyre. That was the other one. Cool. So those are your picks. So I'll just give my opinion. Obviously, you can pump up your own show in a moment and sell that to the audience. I like that roster. I do. I think Cody MJF is like one of your big storylines. MJF, MJF and Punk, you can run back. I think there's some potential there with Roman and working.
And MJF and Swerve. I'll do it bigger and better than Tony Khan will.
That's good.
When Tony Khan does it. Yeah, that's I've got good. Money, pal. And I you know what? I don't need 7-star matches. Go, I'll let you go. You go.
That's all good. Not saying I need 7-star matches. That's just one little thing my show can offer you. My show can offer you some of the best matches you've ever seen. Ospreay, Gunther, Bryan Danielson, Ilya Dragunov, Sami Zayn, even throwing guys Dom Mysterio, Melo Hayes, and Logan Paul can throw into that. Some of the best matches you've ever seen. Star Power, The Final Boss Rock, Logan Paul, Jay Cargill is a spectacle. Rhea Ripley is a huge star. LA Knight is there for entertainment and star power. Even Trick Williams and guys like that. Melo Hayes will be in there. I've got star power. Guys who you want to see. What are they going to say? What are they going to do to each other? Logan Paul versus The Final Boss Rock. You think that's not the biggest mainstream match in wrestling? Logan Paul versus The Final Boss Rock. That will have everyone talking. A bunch of my matches.
I can't wait to give my opinions on both our rosters. I'm sorry. I'm chomping at the bit here.
Yeah, and finally, my women's division totally clears yours. My women's division.
You have it.
Jade Cargill, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, Mercedes Moné, Io Sky. Look, with all respect to Bianca Belair, Toni Storm, and Asuka, it's not even a debate. This, once again, year in, year out, I care about women's wrestling, pal. I care about the business. You've just gone off grid here. So that's my review, my analysis. I'll read my roster, then you go, okay? Jade Cargill, Logan Paul, Will Ospreay, Rhea Ripley, Gunther, The Final Boss Rock, Bryan Danielson, Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes, Damian Priest, Becky Lynch, Sami Zayn, Dom Mysterio, Dirty Dom Pal, Mercedes Moné, Ilya Dragunov, LA Knight, Io Sky. So there's my all-star team. Respond.
Okay, so you have AEW, like an AEW-like roster with Brock, Jade Cargill, and Logan Paul as your like star power headlining. Time to poke holes in this. You've highly overvalued Logan Paul as a draw. Yes, Logan Paul is a big draw. Yes, he is. He's a big draw in the sense of like when you put him when he's in the machine, he's a good upper mid card. Like, oh, it's Logan Paul wrestling. But if you have Logan Paul as like, okay, Logan Paul is the reason why people are tuning into the show, it's not gonna work. No, but Logan Paul versus Will Ospreay, like people are gonna be like, why should I care about this? Okay. I don't like either one. They're both like, this guy's British. He's annoying. His accent's annoying. I hate Logan Paul. Like, who are you going to cheer for in that sense? And then The Rock, when he's there once every 5 years, you're going to have The Rock and people are going to be like, oh, The Rock's here. Oh my God, what's going on? And then it's Bryan Danielson is coming out to like kick the Rock in the pecs foul. Yeah, so the star power, highly overvalued with the Rock, Logan Paul, and Jade Cargill being your building blocks. Jade Cargill hasn't had a one-on-one match in the big leagues. No, and then every one-on-one match she had in AEW was like a squash. It was like nothing. We don't even know if she could wrestle yet. And I already picked apart Logan Paul and the Rock, so I'm not going to go there anymore. Yes, you can have all these great matches. Yes, Ospreay, Gunther, wow. Seven-star matches. It's going to be just like AEW. Nobody's going to be watching.
You think with me booking, it's going to be like AEW? You think I'm going to make it what Tony Khan's done? But no storyline. Here's a great match. That's not what I'm doing.
What's going to be the storyline with Gunther and Will Ospreay?
Pal, I'm not going to fancy book you a three-month storyline. There's going to be a storyline if I'm booking the show. There's going to be a storyline, pal. And they're going to have the best match you've ever seen.
And then what are you going to do? Because you're using the real people. What are you going to do when Will Ospreay's like, I'm just a wrestler. I'm not doing that storyline. But what do you like? These are the real people. You can't change who they are, right? I can't change who Roman is. Roman's there four times a year. You can't change that. Will Ospreay's not going to want to do a storyline. That's why he went to AEW. He just wants to be a wrestler.
And he can do that to some extent with my roster. He can get away with that to some extent with my roster.
And what are you going to do when Gunther's like? What are you going to do when Gunther's like? This is what we know about them based on reports. What are you going to do when Gunther's like? I'm a wrestler. I'm not an entertainer. I'm not doing that crap. What are you going to do then? We've heard Gunther say it in interviews. I don't like Ultimate Warrior. He's a character. I'm not that kind of guy. I don't like The Miz. Miz is a corny character. Gunther said who he is in interviews. You can't change who he is. Gunther all of a sudden is not going to be doing like funny storylines where he's laughing and dancing and you know, with The Rock, pal.
Didn't I say Gunther would become like what, huh?
What kind of crazy storylines are you going to book for them? You got to use them the way they are.
You've conceded that your roster's worse, so you're now pulled into this. You're trying to pull my roster down.
Yeah, you've been tearing mine down the whole time, pal. You're trying to be a shoe salesman, pal. You're trying to be a shady shoe salesman here, pal. All right, but whatever. I'm done talking about your roster. Now about mine. Okay, fair enough. My roster, you might not get 6-star matches, pal, but you're gonna get a banger. Every single big show is going to be a banger. Weekly television will be entertaining. I don't need Roman around all the time. I got MJF. I got Swerve. I got Punk to carry my shows. I got Cody, the biggest, best star, the best wrestler in the company. Best wrestler in the world, pal. Him, Swerve. Come on. Building blocks, bro. I don't need Roman around all the time. I don't need Brock Lesnar there all the time. But when Brock Lesnar comes around, I got good people for him to face. We can run it back with AJ Styles. Have a good match, pal. And my women's division is far better than you're giving it credit for. You're dismissive of my women's division, okay? This is not the 2023 draft. I drafted a solid women's division here, okay? Toni Storm, Bianca Belair, Bayley, and Asuka. That is a core four. Come on. I know you're laughing here, pal. Asuka, Bianca Belair, I get money out of that. Why couldn't I?
Asuka and Bianca Belair?
Yep. Getting money out of that, pal.
Respectfully, like that is that's good, but like I'm doing Jade versus Rhea. And
Jade hasn't even had a one-on-one match. You don't even know if she can wrestle. You don't even know how good she is.
Now Hulk Hogan couldn't wrestle, and he was the biggest star in wrestling ever.
All right, let's see if Jade Cargill becomes the biggest star in wrestling ever. Then let's see.
Say that, pal. This is I can tell you regret some of your picks.
No, not at all. Are you kidding me?
And now, how are you going to call into question the character of Ospreay, the human being behind Gunther?
We know what we know about them. What they put out about them.
You're challenging Gunther's values as a human. You drafted Brock Lesnar. What are you on about?
What Brock Lesnar's name has been cleared. He's coming back. He's on the WWE roster again. He's coming back.
Pal, what about what happened in the locker room in the early 2000s? What about that?
What, the plane ride from hell, pal? Oh man! All right, let's do around the world. I gotta get out of here.
Anyway, let the viewers decide. Obviously, we've gone back and forth here. You've heard the drafts. I think it's both rosters have their own strengths. Both rosters have. Yes. Well, mine doesn't have any weight. Mine has no weakness.
Yes, it does. Your star power is in the trash, pal.
Yes, all right. And so is your wrestling women's division and everything else.
I have a great story involving my parents. And one Terry Jean Bollea, pal. It's a great story. It's a great story. Around the world. We're going to West Palm Beach, Florida again, pal. My hometown.
Spinning.
Hometown, the home of President Trump, pal.
That's China. I don't want to be there. We'll go somewhere else. Here we go. There.
Yes. There we go. West Palm Beach, Florida, pal. Yes.
West Palm Beach, Florida, pal. What's up? What's happening?
All right. So I'm having dinner with my parents the other day. And, you know, they're asking me, how is college going? And I'm like, oh, it's good, you know? Got my journalism classes. Like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, you know? Yeah. And I'm telling them, oh, I got a paper. I had to write a paper for one of my classes. And they're like, okay, cool. What did you have to write the paper about? And I'm like, I wrote the paper about Hulk Hogan's sex tape. My professor taught us about Hulk Hogan's sex tape. My mom's like, okay. And my dad looks at me and he's like, that's what I'm paying for your education for?
Wow.
And, you know, it's not like I need my dad. He offers. I'm like, hey, okay, cool. And I'm like, look, I have this multimedia law class. We learned about Hulk Hogan's sex tape. It's an important story in multimedia law. Like, I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's an important story. I'm trying to sell this to my parents. Like, hey, this is what I'm doing. You know, this story means a lot. It's impactful, blah, blah, blah. And my dad.
Stephen, you were trying to sell Hulk Hogan's sex tape to your parents. You're trying to make it seem like this is something which is worthy of having money funded for. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like you with your roster, trying to sell it to the listeners, pal. So I'm like, okay. My mom's like, so what happened? Like, what is this sex tape about? I'm like, okay, there's his best friend, Hogan's best friend at the time, Bubba the Love Sponge, was married to a nympho and she wanted to have sex with Hulk Hogan. They did it on camera and Bubba the Love Sponge recorded it and leaked the sex tape. And it got posted on the internet without Hulk Hogan's knowledge. And my mom got a kick out of that. She's like, Bubba the Love Sponge. What a name. That's like ridiculous. And my dad just goes again, like, this is what you're using my money for. And I was like, I will show you the textbook. Like, I pulled out my textbook. I'm like, look at this page. There's Hulk Hogan wearing a do-rag in my textbook, sitting at a court in St. Petersburg, Florida. Like, this is really what I'm learning in school. I'm not making this up. Like, it's like 7:30 at night. I'm having dinner with my parents, and I'm talking about Hulk Hogan wearing a do-rag in a courtroom in St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's so ridiculous. I still can't believe that that's like a full like a full lesson and full like topic that in a class that you pay lots of money for discusses, breaks down Terry Jean Belayo with Bubba the Love Sponge's wife in a multimedia class action with Gawker Media to put them out of business. I still can't believe that ended up happening in that suit, which, I mean, I've read the paper Kevin talks about. It's a good paper. I mean, he covers it quite well. It's just the fact that what we do on this show, we discuss this Bubba the Love Sponge power. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. I mean, that's, so on other news, Jokic is a shoe-in to win the NBA MVP. Honestly, like, I know you hate it, so I'm going to talk about this objectively. Your bias and emotion takes over. I'm going to talk about this objectively. I don't understand how the voters can, with confidence, like, justify this. Like, given the fact that Luka just has better numbers. Mm-hmm. The Mavericks had a turnaround of all turnarounds. I got to thinking about this, and I was like, it has to be Kyrie Irving. Like, that's the only reason why Luka didn't get it, because of Kyrie being on the team. Like, the media bias for Kyrie is ridiculous. I get it. You know, I get all the vaccine stuff and all that. Whatever. Just ridiculous that you can't put that stuff behind you for a moment. Recognize the Mavericks. And on top of that, too, all the stuff that came out about them as an organization, the lawsuits and with Mark Cuban. Mm-hmm. Now, fair enough. You want to distance yourself from that. Okay. That aside, still, Jalen Brunson, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, those are two better storylines right there than just Jokic being gifted a third MVP. Jalen Brunson, it's the Knicks. Knicks haven't had a point guard in 50 years, before I was even thought of being born, with Walt Clyde Frazier. That's the last time we had a good point guard. You got this point guard that carried them. Randle hasn't been there for, like, almost half the season. He carried them to a second seed. He averaged good enough numbers, I would say, to at least be in consideration for an MVP. I think he might have been top five. I don't even know. Maybe, like, he finished sixth or something. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Alexander. Thunder, they ended up, the number three seed? Fine, okay, but still. nobody thought the Thunder would be a top three seed. Whatever they were. Were they the number one seed? Did they get the number? Yeah, they finished with the number one seed, actually. Now they were talking about this out loud.
Yeah.
They did. They finished with the number one seed. So I get it. Nobody's watching Oklahoma City. They're not interesting. A small market. Big Gilgeous Alexander isn't a star. But I don't know. Like, I don't get how they could justify this. Like, they were just, they're trying to say Jokic is by far the better player. Like, he's not. He's just not the better player than those three, four guys that I mentioned. Like, I mean, he's the better player, yes. Overall, he's the better player, yes. But a better season? Like, just more, better storyline, more remarkable. I mean, this is why LeBron doesn't have seven MVPs, because they wanted big, better storylines. They wanted, you know, they wanted just different names. So, but with Jokic, it's like, oh, here's Jokic, pal. Here, did it again.
It's good. It's good you say that's exactly what I've been saying for over a year now. And when I look at Jokic and the Nuggets now, and because of what happened 2 years ago, right? I remember when Jokic won MVP, and maybe fair enough, it's a debate where he was a sixth seed and his team was literally like nobody's, like because of that season. Now, when he's playing with his fully healthy team, where Jamal Murray, who is probably one of the best players to never be an all-star, he's a legitimate, like, big-time player in playoff games, drops 35 in big games every time, saves them down the stretch. He won game two, literally versus the Lakers, hit last 6 points. He led the comeback and won them the game. Jamal Murray is legitimately a very good star player. Michael Porter Jr. was going to go number one or number two in the draft he was in. Then he hurt his back. Michael Porter Jr. is a legitimate, like, top star for a draft class. He's a star. Aaron Gordon was an all-star in Orlando. So you got Aaron Gordon, who was legitimately good. You got good bench depth. Reggie Jackson, DeAndre Jordan won games for the Nuggets when Jokic and Murray were out. They beat the Clippers back in December with Reggie Jackson, DeAndre Jordan being Murray and Jokic. So Jokic, is he great? Yes. Is he one of the best players in the NBA? Yes. Is he the MVP this year? No. Will Jokic win the championship this year? Maybe. Could well do. And good for them if they do. But the NBA MVP award? It should be Jalen Brunson. Should be Anthony Edwards. Should be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Should be Luka Doncic.
Luka's the guy. Doncic. I mean, Luka's the guy. Luka should have won it, yeah. I think.
And I'll just bluntly state his case. He averaged a 34.5-point triple-double on a 50-win team in a loaded Western Conference with the second most injuries of any other NBA team for the season. The second most starting lineups of any team, not Memphis. Kevin, the Dallas Mavericks had Josh Green, a guy who couldn't even get minutes on the Australian national team. Josh Green was in their starting lineup playing heavy minutes. Daniel Gafford, who got cut from the Bulls, cut from the Wizards, was playing heavy minutes and made 30 straight field goals during the season. Derek Jones Jr. couldn't even get minutes on Billy Donovan's Chicago Bulls, who won 25 games. Luka Doncic has these guys winning 50-plus games in a loaded Western Conference, averaging 35, 10, and 10. And Luka averaged a bunch of steals. Physically, I do not understand. Jokic had a good Jokic year. Sure, Giannis had a good Giannis year. Same way LeBron had good LeBron years for 15 years and wasn't given MVP. I do not understand. Embiid was the runner-up MVP up until Kuminga broke his knee back in like November. And now it just got given to Jokic. And I physically don't understand. Advanced stats shouldn't matter. I shouldn't need a calculator to justify you being MVP. No one knew what VORP was. No one knew what LeBron was. No one knew what Raptor was. No one knew what DPM box plus minus was before Jokic started winning MVP awards. Now everyone's smarter, I guess, and justifying Jokic with BPM and all this stuff because Michael Malone does starting lineups that favor Jokic's on and off stats. Anyway, the whole thing's a joke. Kevin, the NBA MVP award has fallen so far. It's sad to see. Luka Doncic is objectively clearly the MVP this year. You say what happened in the season. People go Luka or Shai or Brunson or Edwards, and then maybe Jokic or Giannis or maybe Durant or someone. That's the MVP seedings. Jokic will get given it, and he'll be a three-time MVP. Kobe has one. Shaq has one. Jokic is going to have three of them. Okay, great. LeBron has four. The second greatest player ever has four. Jokic is going to have three, and he could win next year just because he just gets given it. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, this was Luka's year by far, man. Like, he just had a better year than Jokic, and close enough wins. He had enough wins to qualify, I think. Yeah, I mean, just the media doesn't like him. Yeah, so doesn't like the Mavericks or Kyrie or whatever. Like, I don't know what the case may be. Yeah, I'm looking at the odds. So they already announced the three finalists. It's Jokic, Luka, and SGA. Jalen Brunson and Giannis were fourth and fifth in the odds before that was announced. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I get it with like Brunson and SGA. 5 years from now, you look at it and like, those guys won MVP. Like it wouldn't stack up like all time, like 10, 15 years later. Luka, I mean, like you're going to look back and you're going to say Luka in his prime never won an MVP. Exactly. That's like where we're headed now. And I get it. Like he showed up out of shape like most years and he was overhyped. But this year he lived up to all the hype and then some, pal.
I got to get 73 in a game. He dropped 50 on Christmas when he destroyed the Suns himself. He was a stretch where he averaged like 40 a game for like a month. Like physically, what more could he have done? I would understand, right? If Jokic's Nuggets won 70 games and Jokic averaged 30, 10, and 10, then I'd understand. He was just a shoo-in MVP. The Nuggets won like 55 games. They weren't even a clear standout. Like if Jokic led Boston single-handedly, for instance, like 68 wins, I would get this. This would make sense. Fair enough. Jokic averaged 26.5 points a game. And his team won 55 games. This was just a fine Jokic year. If Tim Duncan won an MVP with every season he performed to his averages, he'd have 8 of them if you did it like this. This doesn't make any sense. It's clearly rigged. It was clearly decided as soon as Embiid went out, Jokic is winning this award. The power rankings on the NBA.com and the NBA Instagram, it was Jokic every week. I was like, what is Luka supposed to do? Does he need to average 50, 10, and 10 on a 70-win team?
All right, pal. I hate to cut you off, pal, but I got to go.
Yeah, fair enough. I could rant for hours. Jokic is just – the NBA media are scumbags for this. This is a joke. I won't forget this as long as I live, what they've done this year. And before – I know you have to get out of here, but the whole thing of, oh, well, Luka will win every other year. No, he won't. Average 35, 10, and 10 this year on a 50-win team, and he's not going to win it. Wemby's going to win like four of them. Luka's like –
All right, we'll talk to you guys on the next one. Let us know who had the better draft. Peace.